Mark Teixeira joins us, first baseman for the New York Yankees, and of course, 12 seasons in the major leagues, five-time a Gold Glove Award winner and World Series champion with the Yankees. You know, Mark, knowing that you and I were going to talk today, I was thinking, how do you put into perspective 2013, last season for you?
You just forget about it, because when you're injured and you can't play but 15 games, and the 15 games I did play, I was in a whole lot of pain. You just try to forget about it and move on to the next year, and you know you kind of learn from you know, from the downtime, and realize that you appreciate playing the game, and you hope to play a lot more this season.
Yeah, when you think about it, have you put it behind you? I mean, or did you try to analyze it so that you could move forward and maybe make some adjustments?
Well, I think it was pretty simple. I was just overworking. You know, there's a point in sports, and you know, anybody that just plays backyard basketball or works out, where you kind of push yourself too much and you end up getting hurt. And I think that's what happened with my wrist, and I was swinging a little bit too much last off season and last spring training. And my wrist blew out, so that's what I take from it, is that I can learn from that experience and cut back on my workload just a little bit and hopefully not have any of those problems again.
You were part of Team USA for the World Baseball Classic, and that early where people are representing their country, and I'm sure the players take it seriously. Is that a negative? I mean, should something be done about having that classic at that particular time of the year, Mark?
Yeah, it's not a perfect time, but Ron, there really isn't a perfect time for the World Baseball Classic. You know, it's an exhibition. I don't care what anybody says; it's an exhibition. It's, you know, when you have players that are you know, trying to win World Series, trying to play, be healthy for their team, go out there. You know, the World Baseball Classic is something that should be for the fans. The players should have fun. They should enjoy themselves. But at the same time, we want to play well. And you know, myself and a few other guys that have gotten hurt playing in the World Baseball Classic, it's because, you know, we want to play well. We want to get ready for the season. So we're going to play hard, and we're going to try to do everything we can to be successful. And sometimes it might just be a little bit too early in the season to do that.
Let's talk about the Yankees for just a second, what they've done in the offseason and where they are as far as an organization. You know, you and I talked about this last year, and it always seems like maybe they're in transition. They're a little bit on the old side. They're trying to get some new blood in there. How do you see this ball club, Mark?
Well, we're definitely old. There's no doubt about that. I mean, but I like to say it is we're experienced. You know, when you have an old team that wins – And we won a World Series. We were a very veteran team in 2009, and it was, you know, one of the reasons was because we had experience and we had a lot of guys that were professionals, and we played the game the right way. When you lose, you're just plain old. So that's kind of the funny thing about baseball. But we are a very experienced team. We have a lot of guys that have been around for a long time. There's a lot of positives to that, but the negatives are we get banged up every now and then, as I showed last year, as Derek Jeter showed last year. We have guys that maybe need a couple days off here and there. And, you know, we really haven't had a lot of great young players come up and make impacts. So when you don't have the farm system producing all-star-type players, you have to go sign all-star-type players. That's what we did this year with Jacoby Ellsbury and Brian McCann and Carlos Beltran.
You know, there's a dichotomy of philosophies when it comes to building a team, and there is the Yankee philosophy, the Boston Red Sox philosophy, even the Dodger philosophy now. Spend a lot of money, go out and get quality players. And then you've got something like the Oakland A's, a team that, you know, has a payroll of under $80 million but goes out and wins their division twice. Now, I don't think that business model would work in New York just because it is New York and they expect something a little bit different, but why does it work in Oakland, and maybe it wouldn't work somewhere else?
You know, I think Oakland. I give a lot of credit to the organization, because Oakland, Tampa Bay, a couple of those other teams that have really done a lot with small payrolls, they do it old school. They go out and they draft and develop players, and they have a great minor league system. And it seems like every year there's guys that you've never heard of, mostly pitchers in Oakland, but they've had some really good young position players come up as well. These guys come up and become all-stars. And you know what I try to tell people is that every single player out there that's great, that's an all-star, Hall of Fame type player, they were young once. Somebody drafted them, somebody developed them. Teams like the A's have just done a better job of it than anybody else. So while they can't spend with the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Dodgers, they have done such a great job drafting and developing players that their players are cheaper, but they're still good.
And also, I think Billy Beane has done a wonderful job of recognizing players that might be on the fringe or might be with other organizations and will fit in well with the philosophy they have in Oakland.
Talent evaluators are just off the charts in Oakland. And again, I'll put Tampa Bay in that same category because we play those guys 19 times a year, and they've just done an amazing job with a very small payroll. But talent evaluation is huge, and guys that maybe haven't had a chance in the past but have some talent, Oakland gives those guys a chance, and a lot of times they do well.
Are you concerned in any way that there may be a circus atmosphere around the Yankees if there hasn't been a final declaration on the A-Rod situation, Mark?
Well, let's hope there is. I mean, I think it's something that we don't need. You know, we can put those type of things aside when we're on in between the lines and on the field, but, you know, we don't need coming off a game where, you know, maybe we had a great team win and we're all celebrating in the clubhouse, and then all the media runs in and they tell us of some breaking story about a suspension or about this rumor or this leak, this media leak. Those kind of things, they're not healthy for a team. So we've done a great job over the past few years of kind of putting those things aside and playing baseball. But at the same time, we'd love for there to be some sort of clarity, some sort of closure to this situation, because it's not fair for anybody.
You've had a lot of teammates during the course of your career, but the one that you have on the Yankees right now and Derek Jeter, I met him when he was just a rookie, and I was impressed with him then. He's almost like a Peyton Manning. He's almost like any of the other great young players in the other sports. Tell me a little bit about, as a teammate of his, what you've seen over him, of him over the years, and what you admire and appreciate and respect about him.
I mean, he just loves playing the game. He wants to play until he's 50 years old. I mean, that's the way this guy is. I mean, people talk about, oh, well, Derek, you're old and you're getting hurt and this and that. And he just says, I don't care. I'm going to keep getting better. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have some good years left in me. I remember when I showed up in 2009, he was coming off of a disappointing season in 2008, and people said, well, Derek, are you done? This might be the end of Derek Jeter. He went out and finished in the top five in the MVP in 2009. We won a World Series. 2010, he had another kind of rough year. 2011, he comes out and has a great year again and finishes in the top 10 in the MVP. So, it's just one of those things where baseball is a very tough game. Tough game for people that are young and in their prime. But I have so much respect for Derek Jeter to be able to have such a great long career and be consistent for the last 16, 17 years.
Mark, I've never gone down to spring training in which I haven't heard down there somebody asked the media question of where is the leadership going to come from your club each year, and I always find it fascinating that people would ask that question. But when you talk about somebody like a Derek Jeter, obviously he is a leader, but I don't see him as a rah-rah type. Tell me, what is the magic to the way he leads and the way he performs?
I think the magic of Yankee leadership is just being in that stadium, putting on that uniform, understanding what it's like to be a Yankee. And you don't have to have somebody lead you because you know where you're supposed to go. You're supposed to win a championship. You're supposed to do the right things on and off the field. You're supposed to play the game hard. You're supposed to try to win every single game and play hard. So those type of things, we just kind of – we have a bunch of followers. We follow, the lead that so many great players of the past, including Derek Jeter, going all the way back to Babe Ruth and the championships that he won, every single player that's put on a uniform has known exactly what they're supposed to do. They've been led by the Yankee pinstripes and by the organization that puts them on the field to win a championship every single year.
What's going to be the effect on the Yankees with the loss of Robinson Cano?
Well, Robbie's just a great guy. He's a great player. He's one of those. He's a homegrown Yankee, and that'll be tough to see. The fans really don't like seeing their homegrown guys leave, and it'll be tough to not have Robbie at second base, because over the last 5 years, I've been blessed to have the best second baseman in baseball playing right next to me. So we're going to miss him, but at the same time, you know, we have new teammates every single year. We've brought in some really great players to help replace them.
Mark, I want to thank you. I always enjoy our off-season conversations, and, of course, I always look forward to seeing you when you come through the Bay Area during the course of the season. You've always been very kind to me, and it's also the interesting conversations we have about other things other than baseball as well. Thank you, my friend. I want to see you healthy this year. I want to see you have a great season.
Thanks, Ron. Anytime.
Take care. Mark Teixeira, first baseman for the New York Yankees. He's also a switch hitter, and I'll tell you what, I have such admiration for switch hitters to be able to hit from both sides of the plate. 12th season in the majors, started off with Texas, then Atlanta, the Angels, and then finally with the Yankees, where he is right now. Won a World Series championship with the Yankees. That was back in 2009. Five-time Gold Glove winner, and he has also hit for the cycle. We'll take a break, come back on the other side, continue with more of you and Sports Byline.